Just wrapped up the, actually, two different sessions this week, but one of those, the extra session called by the governor to look at two bills that had also been vetoed. One of those deals with education.
Yes. House Bill 3 was one of the bills that came up in special session dealing with STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and math. Many of employers across the state of Missouri are looking for those students that are proficient in those four things. This bill simply encourages those students to take those different courses and then also allows a computer programming course in place of a math course in high school. This bill is very important to make sure that our students are learning and have the skill set they need for the jobs that will be available in Missouri.
Those are, again, 21st century jobs, and those we've been looking to build upon and not only keep existing employers, but bring more of them into Missouri.
Yes, we want to make sure that the companies that we have here in Missouri, the workforce that we have, meets those needs. And then also to attract different businesses from overseas or other states, we need to make sure that our workforce has the same skill set that they need in order to meet those needs.
And the other bill talked about?
House Bill 2 dealt with drug courts. You know, right now, we have a few drug courts in the state of Missouri. They appear to be doing a great job and very highly successful in dealing with those types of issues and coming up with different solutions and alternatives instead of just incarceration. The main goal of those drug courts is to get those individuals rehabilitated and get them back into society. So it was definitely something that I'm very passionate about and interested in, and we want to keep as many people out of jail and out of harm's way and back on the right path as possible.
It's a big part of it is the change of the word treatment course as opposed to drug courts. They have a pretty good track record in a lot of states, including Missouri.
Yes, they've been very successful in other states as well as Missouri, and that's why we look forward to the expansion of them here in the state.